Prepare to ride the Phantom Line, a new 6-episode miniseries produced and filmed in North Bay. North Bay filmmakers Peter Skowronski and Andrea Novoa created the series through their production company, Arcane Film Group. A promotional trailer has been released ahead of the series' debut today and is piquing people's interest in the project. "We've been getting a lot of positive responses from the trailer, so I think people are pretty eager to see it," Skowronski said. Phantom Line was filmed primarily in North Bay. Skowronski noted that local viewers will recognize many of the locations, and some of the actors, as most reside in Northern Ontario. Skowronski emphasized that the setting is very clearly North Bay. "We tried to showcase the visuals, the landscape, and the neighborhoods as much as possible. It's very much a North Bay-centric story." Novoa, who also edited the series, mentioned, "Editing Phantom Line was about letting the mystery breathe. It's a local production through and through, made with care, good people, and a lot of winter coffee." Yes, the crew filmed the series while there was still snow on the ground. It was a 17-day shoot starting at the end of March 2025. By early August, the series was completed. A press release for the series outlined the plot. Set in a winter-bound northern town, Phantom Line follows journalist Sarah Beckett, Zara Gestat, as a string of disappearances, flickering apparitions, and fractured records point to a century-old secret beneath quiet rail lines. The show blends crime mystery, psychological unease, and the supernatural, drawing on the landscape, history, and local lore of Northern Ontario. Skowronski mentioned that the series premiere is well-timed, as many are already beginning to dream of Halloween, and the supernatural thrills of Phantom Line are perfect for this time of year. The producers were also keen to ensure the series offered something for everyone, not only fans of supernatural tales. Skowronski, who also wrote the series, emphasized, "There's a lot of really interesting characters with a lot of depth, so it's not superficial. I think there's something there for a lot of folks, especially audiences in North Bay or Northern Ontario, or any small town in Canada, for that matter." The series was funded by Bell 5 TV 1, which offers financial support for community-based programming. Skowronski mentioned that in 2024, funding became available for projects from this region for the first time, and he was eager to submit Phantom Line for consideration. Phantom Line was accepted, much to the delight of Skowronski and Novoa. "We're very lucky to have them," Skowronski said, speaking of Bell 5 TV 1. "They have provided another outlet for creatives and filmmakers and content creators to share their stories. So, we just really wanted to go above and beyond when we received approval for our project." Phantom Line debuts on Friday, September 12, on Bell 5 TV 1 and the 5 TV app. Watch the official trailer here. David Briggs is a local Journalism Initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.